This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our next question, Sister Farah from London emails and says that, is there any specific etiquettes or customs that one must do when one finishes reciting the Quran?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
So this is a simple, beautiful question, and she's asking about what are the manners that the Sharia encourages or advises us when we have recited the Quran and we've got to the end of the Quran. And of course, it is one of the greatest acts of worship to continuously recite the Quran. The blessings of reciting the Quran are something that everybody knows, and I've given entire khutbas and talks about that, and they are beyond the scope of our talk today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كتاب الله. Those who recite the tilawa of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then mentions the prayer and the fasting, those are the people that shall get a reward that shall never be failing, always going to be successful. And he describes the believers are those who recite the Quran the way that it should be recited. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever recites one word of the book of Allah shall get 10 good deeds. And I'm not saying alif lam mim counts as a word, rather alif counts as a word, and lam counts as a word, and meme counts as a word. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever reads the Quran fluently is in the company of the noble angels. And whoever reads the Quran but with difficulty, stumbling, we know there's a difficulty reading the Quran for some people, even that person shall get the double reward. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the one who would constantly read the Quran, the companion of the Quran, that person will be told to rise up on the Day of Judgment and to continue reciting as he used to recite in this world. So the more one recites the Quran, the more blessed it is. And we are recommended by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to recite the Quran continuously and daily. In the famous hadith of Abu Dawud radiallahu anhu, that Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many days should I finish the whole Quran in? And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in 40 days. Finish the whole Quran in 40 days. So Abdullah ibn Amr said, I can do more than this. So the Prophet said, in 30 days. Then he said, I can do more than this. So he said, in 2 weeks. I can do more than this in 10 days. Then he said, I can do more than this. And then the Prophet said, do it in 7 and don't do it in less than that. And in one hadith, he explicitly said, whoever reads the Quran in less than 3 days has not understood it properly. So many of the senior Sahaba, like Ibn Mas'ud and like Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhum, they would recite the Quran weekly. Right? Every single week they would finish the whole Quran. And the Prophet ﷺ explicitly encouraged all of us to finish the Quran in around 40 days. And if not, then 30 days. And from this 30 days and 7 days, our scholars have extracted the markers that we call juz or ajza or para in the Indian Pakistani subcontinent, right? And we have also the 7 as well, the manzils that are found there. All of this is based on this hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. And if we cannot do one full juz, then to do lesser than this is also fine. And if you cannot even do in 40 days, the point is to do something is better than nothing. And my advice, myself and all of you, to read the Quran daily, even if it's just one page a day. Even if it's just one page a day, or 2 pages, or half a page, just read the Quran continuously. It is something that is very, very beneficial. It feeds the soul and heart. It makes your heart pure. It brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, all of this was a precursor to the question. The question was, what should be done, or is there anything to be done, when one finishes the entire Quran and gets to Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas? What is to be done when one gets to the end? Well, nothing is obligatory, but a number of things are mentioned in the athar of the Sahaba and also in our earlier traditions. Of them, is that when one finishes the Qur'an, it is recommended via the actions of the Sahaba. There's no hadith particularly, but the Sahaba understood this. It is recommended that you make a special dua at the end of that recitation. And it is authentically reported that Anas ibn Malik, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he finished the Qur'an, he would gather his whole family, his wife, his children, the whole household, and he would make a special dua at the end of that recitation. And it is also narrated from Mujahid that whenever the Sahaba would finish khatam of the Quran, they would make dua and they would say, Allah's rahmah comes down at the recitation's ending. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a neighbor who would read the Quran constantly. He would tell his servant, when my neighbor is going to get to the end, the last juz, he would recite in a loud voice. He told his servant, when my neighbor is going to get to the end, call me. And then he would come and listen and make dua with him, because he knew his neighbor is making dua, right? So all of these demonstrate that there was a culture amongst the Sahaba that when the Quran's recitation finishes, that there is a special blessing and there's a special dua that is to be done. And from this, the Ummah has extrapolated the habit, which is not explicitly in the Sunnah, but neither is it a bid'ah, it is completely allowed, to make a dua khatam dua, in Taraweeh, in Ramadan, or in any time. You make a dua when you finish the recitation of the Quran, because it is something that is beneficial. Now, there is no dua narrated from the Sunnah, obviously, because the whole concept is coming from the Sahaba, but any dua that you make, and preferably a dua that involves the Quran itself, i.e., O Allah, make the Quran the light of my heart. O Allah, make the Quran an intercessor for me. O Allah, use the Quran to guide me. O Allah, make the Quran an evidence for me and not an evidence against me. So, and you can make any dua that you want, and you can make it in any language, and you can make it with anybody present of your family friends there, or you can do it in private, whatever you want to do. All of this is something that is encouraged from the actions of the Sahaba. And all, of course, it's encouraged, it's not wajib. The other thing that is encouraged, it is reported in a hadith in Tirmidhi, and the chain has a weakness in it, but the concept is there, and there's no problem acting upon a weak hadith, that a man asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, what is the best of all good deeds? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-halu wal-murtahil. And what this means is that the one who's going on a journey, right? The one who goes on a journey, he stops for a while and then he continues on. That's the meaning of the phrase. So the man said, what does this mean, Al-halu wal-murtahil? What do you mean? I don't understand. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith in Tirmidhi, that the person finishes reading the Quran until he comes to the end of it, and then he goes back to the beginning, okay? And he starts all over again. From this, An-Nawawi and As-Suyuti and others, they have extracted from this, as Imam As-Suyuti said, يَسُنُّ إِذَا فَرَغَ مِنَ الْخَتْمَةِ أَنْ يُشْرَعَ فِي أُخْرَى عَقِبَ الْخَتَمِ لِحَدِيثِ التِّرْمِذِي. That it is something that is good and something that is recommended, that when a person finishes one recitation, that he then immediately begins from the beginning the second recitation all over again, so that there is the continuity that is done. So what this means is that when you finish reciting Surah An-Nas, right, you may make the dua right then and there, or you may go back to the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah and recite a few verses, a page, and then make your dua. Because the point is, you want to demonstrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are going to continuously recite this book. So when you get to the end of Surah An-Nas, you may make a dua, and then before you leave that gathering, go back to the beginning and then recite Fatiha and the beginning of Baqarah. Even if it's just five verses of Baqarah, but the point is given that I've staked my next journey and I'm going to continuously go on and on and on. And that's what Al-Halu Wal-Murtahil means. That once he gets to one destination, he then goes on again, never stopping, because it demonstrates the continuity of our worship and our tilawah of the Quran. So these are two general recommendations about how, what one should do when one finishes the Quran, and the both of them are recommendations. They are not obligations, and Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون.